This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Lee. I just started listening to your podcast maybe a week and a half ago. Some really interesting stories. I don't want to call myself a sensitive. Also, I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I don't want to call myself a sensitive. I think when I was younger, I was hoping that I would be more like that. But the older I get, the more like I don't want to draw things in that I don't know about or that are kind of sort of scary. The one experience that I've had is more to do with sleep paralysis. I am a Christian, and so I do definitely believe in, you know, good and evil, but I also don't deny the fact that there could be ghosts and spirits. But that's okay. So again, with the sleep paralysis, last summer I bought my first place, a condo, and I'm still there today. So I've been there about just over a year and a half. I've had sleep paralysis instances before, but they really kind of came to a head last summer. In the span of about a month or so, I had about three or four instances where I have a two-bedroom condo. It's kind of small, just under 1,000 square feet, my bedroom. But I've always had this fear that because I live alone, someone's kind of break in and come and hurt me. Well, I think whatever these instances were with the sleep paralysis were playing on that very fear, because in the first episode of sleep paralysis last summer, in that time span of a month, I remember, you know, waking up and kind of coming to, my eyes were still closed, but I heard what sounded like someone was doing dishes in my kitchen or like emptying the dishwasher or something. The kitchen's on the first floor. And I'm like, oh my God, someone's in my place. So I get up, I open up my door, and I always keep my bedroom door locked kind of as a last-ditch effort in case somebody does break into my place. It'll take them a moment to get into my room. I do have an alarm system, and that does work, so I don't know why they'd manage to get up there, but just in case. So I heard someone doing dishes. I get up, go, you know, open up my door, kind of peer downstairs. It's quiet. There's no one down there. So I was like, all right, great. So I think this must have been a few days later. I come to again in the middle of the night. Again, my eyes are still shut, but I'm very aware. And it sounds like somebody, I have one master bathroom that's upstairs right outside my bedroom. I hear the water turning on and off, or it sounds like somebody's running the bathroom sink water. And I was like, oh my God. I'm in a sleep paralysis. Once I kind of get myself awake, it takes a while, but after some, you know, a lot of strength, I'm able to get myself up out of bed. And this time I didn't investigate. I just kind of woke up and acknowledged that I was having a sleep paralysis episode. I mean, during sleep paralysis, I would never wish this amount of terror on anyone, just to kind of validate that it is actually sleep paralysis. I'm scared. Very, very real in the moment. So the first time was the dishes. The second time, it's getting close to my room. It's messing with the water in the sink faucet in the master bathroom right outside my bedroom door. I didn't investigate that time. Must have been within, you know, a few days from that second instance. The third one was, this time it sounds like someone in the middle of the night again. I come to, this is always around 3 o'clock in the morning. The third instance was somebody was kind of, it sounded like they were opening and closing my shower curtain. You know how you hear the rings against the rod? And of course I'm listening to it and I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. I don't like the fact that it's playing on my fears. And over time and throughout my life, I've kind of learned to recognize that it is sleep paralysis, no matter how scary it is. So I didn't give it any time of day. I just kind of woke up and made sure I could move, and then I went back to sleep and I was fine. I try not to sleep on my back now because I know I'm a lot more likely to be in sleep paralysis or go have another thing if I'm on my back. So the fourth time, and this was the fourth episode in 1 month again, right before the fourth episode, I was invited over to my neighbor's house. I'm in a condo unit and I have a unit on either side of me, and the next door neighbors, they invited me over for like a cookout. And I wasn't able to make it to the cookout, but I stopped by for drinks after my plans on that Saturday night. I stopped by, and they were talking about the old man who lived in my unit before me. and he had only lived there a year. Long story short, really, really old man. He couldn't even use the stairs. And so there was no reason for him to have a place with stairs. So I think family got involved, moved him into a safer place. But what they told me that night was, you know, we used to hear him on the other side of the wall because our master bedrooms, you know, are on the other side of the wall from each other. They're thick walls. But they said they used to hear him screaming in the middle of the night, which was really terrifying to hear. And I asked why he would scream, and they're like, did he have a night nurse? And they said, no. The nurse would come during the day and take care of him. But in the middle of the night, he would be yelling at somebody, saying something to the effect of, go away. Please don't touch me. Please don't hurt me. Go away. And I was like, oh, that's great. That's really, really encouraging and kind of validating this fear and these episodes that I've been having, that something may be in my place. And I was like, great. These condos were built in the 60s, so I'm not aware of any big thing that's happened. I'm on the condo association board, so I haven't heard of anything. So of course I go to bed. I like just walk back to my place. I'm like, okay, good night guys. And I'm like, great. How am I going to go to sleep tonight? So I somehow go to sleep, and then that same night I have another episode. This is the fourth and I'll say final episode, because this time I was just pissed. I don't like my sleep being interrupted. So I come to, but my eyes are still closed and I'm just kind of listening. And remember how I said I keep my door locked? Well, someone coming up the stairs, I can't move. I know that I have control of my eyes, but I decide to keep my eyes shut because I'm like, I want to listen. I don't want to see anything. I hear what sounds like someone opening my door. And then I hear someone come up to the side of my bed. And I was like, oh my God, someone's broken. All I'm thinking is like, now I'm just terrified. I'm thinking somebody's right next to my bed. Someone's about to murder me. And then I feel somebody get up on top of me, and I feel the full pressure and full weight of another person. My eyes are still shut, and then nothing. I just feel the weight, and I'm like, at this point, I was obviously just frozen in fear, and I'm like, I'm not going out this way. Like, I was pretty sure I was about to die, whether I was going to be raped or murdered or something. I was like, I'm not going out without seeing this person. I'm not going to be scared like this till the end. So I get myself the courage to open up my eyes, and I do, and nothing's there. The weight's gone. Nothing's there. And I look at my door, and my door is completely shut. Remember, I said I locked it, so it wouldn't have even made sense for somebody to come in. After that, when I'm in sleep paralysis, I will pray. Like I said, I am a Christian. I will pray that whatever it is to go away, like in the name of Jesus. And usually after about a long time of praying, usually whatever it is, it'll go away and I'll be able to get myself out of sleep paralysis. This time though, I was pissed. I mean, like I prayed and stuff, but I was like, I had no more patience. I was so mad and angry that they made me feel whatever it was or whatever the presence was made me feel like I was about to die, and had the courage to come up and actually become that invasive in my space. So I just got really pissed, and I basically swore the thing off, and I said, don't come back, whatever it is, whatever that presence is. And to this day, I'm happy to say it's been about since last summer, and I don't know, I've had moments in the middle of the night where I'm freaked out, where I'll wake up in the 3 o'clock hour, but I just go back to sleep and I brush it off and I don't give it the attention, whatever it is that it feeds on. I mean, I'm still safe and I have my alarm system and I still lock my door, but I think it just angered me to a point where I was like, no, it has no right to be here. I'm not going to let this thing run my life. I really hate my sleep being interrupted. And I'm a good sleeper. So I'm like, for something to be able to ruin that, I'm like, you know, you cross the line. Again, I don't even know if I said my name. My name's Lee. Again, Columbus, Ohio. I really appreciate your show. I do have another story. So if this does get aired and you do find it interesting, I'll probably call in and give another short story.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.